JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 95, The Russian War.
In September 1939, when Hitler opened the war, he was faced with a problem. It was going to be a two-front war, England and France on the Western Front, the Soviet Union on the Eastern Front. Hitler knew from the First World War that that was a recipe for disaster. And therefore, in August of 1939, just before the Polish invasion, he sent the German foreign minister von Ribbentrop to Moscow. Moscow Stalin signaled that he was willing to make a deal with Hitler when he fired the Jewish foreign minister Maxim Litvinov and replaced him with Molotov as the foreign minister, because he didn't want Hitler to be uncomfortable negotiating with a Jew. And they agreed they would partition Poland. Germany would take the western half of Poland and the eastern half of Poland would go to Russia. And they had a non-aggression pact. For 10 years, there would be no problems. And Russia agreed to supply enormous amounts of food, raw materials, oil, all the basic necessities to keep Germany in the war. Stalin kept his word to the last day, and therefore was surprised that Hitler would not keep his word. After the success that Hitler had in defeating France, in conquering all of Western Europe, he now turned to Eastern Europe, to the Soviet Union. And he felt wrongly that the Soviet Union would collapse. He said, we'll kick open the door and it'll fall like a house of cards. Well, he underestimated what was going to happen. So even though in June 1941, when he invaded the Soviet Union, and even though the German blitzkrieg was enormously successful, and 5 million Soviet soldiers were either killed, wounded, or captured. And by the way, most of the captured Soviet soldiers died in the German prison of war camps. Even though all of that happened, nevertheless, the Russian army did not collapse. The Red Army did not give in. And Stalin mobilized and mobilized and mobilized. It had an endless supply of men, human beings meant nothing. And eventually the Nazi drive stalled and the objectives never were achieved. And that really was the turning point of the war. The inability to conquer Moscow and the inability to later conquer Stalingrad, that spelt the doom of Germany, even though it would take another 3-4 years for it to happen until the final surrender would come. The Soviet Union, however, in the territory that the Germans occupied, had a lot of Jews. And those Jews were also condemned to death, also sent to the concentration and killing camps. And again, the Einsatzgruppen group came after them. Lithuania was cleaned out, and Lithuania was cleaned out by Lithuanians. By Latvians, by the local population, didn't even have to rely on the Einsatzgruppen. And in Russia, in the Soviet Union, again, Stalin practiced scorched earth policy, leave nothing. And the Germans, on their hand, also left nothing. And the Jews were therefore caught in a vice that only spelled their destruction. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.